Before we partake of the Lord's Supper, I want to share some words and some thoughts. The words being from a visitor we had with us, I think he was here last summer, several years before that, and a September 11th, he was in New York. And this last year, he was writing online and sharing some of his thoughts and his experiences of what it was like to be in New York on September 11th. And he writes about this picture that you see up on the screen. It says, a detail that is often lost from these few weeks is that hundreds and hundreds of flyers popped up overnight looking for loved ones that were missing. These were exceedingly sad, each one a face of a son, a brother, a daughter, a husband, a wife. The title was similar, Missing. Details would always include what floor of which World Trade Center tower they worked on, what company they worked for, their height, their age, and any identifying birthmarks or tattoos. Each poster of these flyers, desperate for information. Each day, I walked to and from work and looked at hundreds and hundreds of these posters. I began to recognize their faces like ghosts on my walk back and forth each day. Each one a little 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Each one representing hope beyond hope. My sense is that almost no one was found. You can find many pictures like this online of walls like this on September 11th. And you can find the same thing on almost every major tragedy when families have been separated. We put up pictures of those who are missing. We're just hoping that maybe they're in the hospital with amnesia or can't talk and nobody knows who they are. Maybe this person's alive and not actually a victim. But in the greatest tragedy, the tragedy of injustice, the tragedy when Jesus died on the cross, what if there was a wall for that tragedy? And what if it was a wall with the names and faces of who it was for? So there behind the cross, you have all the names and the faces. And instead of the details of which building they were in or what their height or weight or birthmarks were, instead of that, it was a list of sins. It was a wall of every person who has ever lived or whoever will live. And a list of all of their sins. And it's a reminder, this is who it was for. It would be a wall, yes, a memorial of a sacrifice, but it would be a wall not for hope beyond hope, but hope beyond hope. That this person, despite all of their guilt and all of their sins, this sacrifice is for that person. And if we started in this wall, would be infinitely long. But we started and we looked, we'd find Abraham's face. And there would be a list of his sins, but Jesus died for him to remove all those sins. And we went further, we would find Moses' name and all of his sins, and we'd find Rahab the harlot. And we know he died for her too. And you would just look at this long line of names, faces, and sins. And just be impressed at what Jesus accomplished, at what it was for. And if we looked long enough, if I looked long enough and hard enough, I would find my face and I would find my sins. And oh, the joy it was for me. But I tell you, as impressive and as great that is, to look next to my face and see Bonnie's, and it was for my wife. And to see just a little bit before, it was for my mom and my dad. It was for my brothers, my sisters, my nephews, my nieces. To see your faces and your children and everybody we care for. Oh, this wall, this wall of names and faces of who it was for. We've gathered to remember. Thing about this, though, there's no wall. There wouldn't be a wall. The names and faces would not be plastered on anything except for Jesus. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For all the names, for all the faces, for all the sins, we've gathered together to remember the sacrifice, to remember the Son of God who gave us hope beyond hope. Let us partake of the Lord's Supper.